This show is not for the easily offended, so if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. This is gonna suck. Not this episode, but I'll explain in a second. Well, this episode might suck, I don't know. Anyway, welcome to Comic Book Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Comic Book Noise can be found at comicbooknoise.com. And as part of the Deliberate Noise Network, for more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. If you'd like to send feedback, you can email me. My email address is Derek, that's D-E-R-E-K, at comicbooknoise.com. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. If you want to donate to the show, details are at comicbooknoise.com, or you can donate by PayPal, Auphonic Minutes, or by becoming a patron on Patreon. All right. Now, the reason that I'm laughing and just semi-disgusted with myself, and it's this is something, part of it's not even my fault. Those of you who've been listening to the show for a while know that I record using my phone, my smartphone. I currently have a Samsung Galaxy S6. Before that, I had an S4. That's what I use. I have everything on there. It records. I have audio editors. I have image editors in case I want to do something crazy with the artwork, with the album art. I have FTP programs. I have Auphonic uploader just in case I want to go to that. I have my entire workflow in that phone. Woke up this morning because, you know, my phone is also my alarm clock, right? So what is the source of entertainment? It is a supercomputer in my pocket, and I love it. I love living in the future, right? So this morning I wake up late. Like, I usually get up before the thing goes off. In fact, I did wake up. I woke up at like 5 o'clock. So, oh shit, it's 5 o'clock. I'm going to go back down for another half hour. About an hour, 15 minutes later, I wake up again. It's like, wow, that was refreshing, right? And my phone did not ring. My phone has a green light, and that's it. I push buttons, nothing happens. My phone, for all intents and purposes, is dead. I cannot access it. Patty is the phone expert in the house. When she wakes up, I'm going to ask her if she can do something with it, and if not, I'm screwed. I've got to figure out how to get it fixed and all that kind of stuff. So I have to fall back on alternative methods, right? I would not be able to receive or send any texts, which is kind of fucked up because my brother and his husband just got a new baby. And so we've been getting a lot of pictures and videos, which now I will not be able to receive them until I get a new phone. That sucks. my daily wake up from David A. Price, you know, host of Marvel Noise and of 11 o'clock comics. I will no longer be getting those, right? So I have to remember to take my pills on my own. Luckily, I have an Amazon Kindle Fire Kindle, whatever it's called. And I can use that to at least get my my podcasts, because that was also my primary podcast listening tool, right? So, and it's fucked up as I can never remember what I'm subscribed to. And right now, Dave Slusher is probably thinking, well, if you use Beyond Pod, you could just do an OPL, OPML export, and you'll always have it. Yes, I do use that, and I always forget to make a backup. Anyway, so I have all that to contend with. But 3 days out of the week, I take a Lyft car to work, right? In fact, yesterday when I was doing my not comic book noise, that was the Lyft car picking me up to bring me home, because my ride on Thursdays is having car trouble. But you can't use Lyft on the Amazon Kindle Fire because it requires a text. It needs to send you a text to validate. So I can't use that. So I have to come up with something before next Tuesday. All right. The one thing that really screws it up is that it completely, not having that phone, I can replace the podcast listening for all intents and purposes, and being able to stay connected on Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. Even Spotify or whatever, music, all that's taken care of. But the one thing it does is, I believe this was the great T. Morris who said this just a few days ago, you don't want to change your workflow in the middle of a project. Dog days of podcasting for the month of August 2017 is my major project outside of work. And I have to change my workflow almost completely. And there are times where I have talked about my workflow and how I got it down perfect, right? I could record. And this is it. This is true. I could start recording a podcast at 6:15 in the morning. And by the time I get to work, by 7 o'clock, I could already have it posted and ready for consumption. 45 minutes, because I don't edit, but there's the uploading and there's just everything. Now it's all gone. It's all gone. And so the phone was also my main recorder, but I'm a podcaster. We always have, other recording devices laying around, right? Whether it's the desktop computer, or in my case, my handy dandy Zoom H2, which I've had for over a decade now. But the reason I started laughing when you first heard me is because I haven't used this Zoom H2 recorder such a long time that I forgot that you have to push the button twice in order to make it record. Anybody who's ever used a Zoom H2 has done that. We've done it. I did that when I was recording two people talking at one time. We had recorded like an hour long show and I forgot to press the button, So we've lost shows. I've lost shows. Everybody, like I said, anybody who's used the Zoom H2 has lost shows. But this time I caught myself. That's why I was laughing. So this is going to be a big change, because I don't even have batteries for this thing. Right now I am in the downstairs bathroom recording, because it is the place with the most accessible wall outlet. But this is my bathroom for all intents and purposes. So there's actually a stack of comic books right here. In fact, I am currently reading my bathroom reading is The Spectre, Crimes and Judgments. This is a Spectre Volume 1, written by John Ostrander with artwork by Tom Mandrake. I'm only like a few issues in, though. What is this? Issue 5. I'm only like 5 issues in. I don't even know how many are in this particular collection. 12. But I've explained this before. What I try to do with trades now is I try to read just one chapter at a time, which is one issue at a time. So that's where I'm at. What else do I have in here? Because I haven't had a colitis flare-up in a while, I haven't been spending a whole lot of time down here. Manhunter number zero from, what is this? 1994. Mark Hazard Merc number 10. There's a bunch of other ones down here, but I don't want to go through a bunch of titles and numbers. In fact, I didn't even want to talk about any of this. Oh, my original idea was to talk about reviews, because what I do, what I've always been, what's been pretty much a steadfast rule of mine, is that if you are a friend of mine, I won't review your work on the podcast. If I consider you a friend, I won't talk about your stuff, right? Because I don't want to cloud it one way or the other, right? But I don't know if I should do that. My whole thing is, you know, I've come to a crossroads, because I've gotten a couple of books at Heroes from people I consider friends, you know. Keith Cunningham, I have all three issues of his book. I have two trades from Luke Foster, and these guys are part of the Comic Book Noise family. So, you know, what am I going to do? I can read them and enjoy them, as I've done works from these guys in the past, and just not talk about it. But then if I do that, then even if I tell them, oh yeah, I really liked it, right? Or if I didn't like it, I just don't say anything. That's not helping to promote their stuff, you know what I mean? And if I'll help promote podcasts of people I don't even know, which I have done in the past, why wouldn't I help promote, you know, creative works for my friends? You know, but even if you say, even if, you know, because I also got books from Sean Pryor. I got Cash and Carry Volume 1 from Sean Pryor. And I got Shinobi Ninja Princess from Arthaeus and Janet Wade, right? Volume 1. If I just start a review by saying, hey, you know, these are my friends. These are people I consider friends. This is their book, right? Everything I say after that could be considered biased in one way or another, right? I try to say that I'm not a biased person, especially when it comes to reviews, but there are some creators who've rubbed me the wrong way in the past, and I just don't talk about their work, right? Whether I like it or don't like it, I just don't talk about it, right? One of the people who rubbed me the wrong way a couple of years ago died last year, and everybody else was talking about the death and how much it meant to them, and you know how this artwork, I know how this person's artwork and writing really affected them, and I didn't say a word because they rubbed me the wrong way a few years ago. There's somebody right now who's like, let me just stop all that shit. Anyway, so if if they are a friend of mine, let's say that they're a friend of mine and the stuff is really good, how can you really take my word for it that it's good? Because, like I said, they're a friend of mine, right? Or what if it's really shitty, but I'm still saying it's good? You know, even if it is good and you think it's shitty, now all of a sudden my credibility comes into question. Either way, that's something that I wanted to talk about. And I did. In 5 minutes. I wanted to keep this around 5 minutes, but I don't think I've hit 5 minutes yet. So, right now... no, because I just remembered my... S2 has a card that you just pop out, right? And you put it in your machine, and you go about your business, right? You just do whatever you need to do. I just remember that my card reader on my desktop doesn't work. So now I got to figure out how to get this off the card and onto the internet. Oh, well. It's a good thing that I'm in IT and we figure stuff out. And I don't aim in IT. I'm a guy out here making a lot of noise. A lot of comic book noise. Take it easy.
I'm going to see.